baseball convention here for these initial summer days. And the reason I say that is everyone is unique in its own way. I'm talking specifically here about the ability and the right to buy all the plots, which has been the norm of the New York State. But it's only a quick sort of calculation on the one in Ross Darrow. Just to tell my colleagues here to put them in the picture. Half, when Municipal Assembly and Reserve was opened just over 20 years ago, okay, there's about one third of 1 acre has been utilised since then. And there's maybe a quarter of an acre still to go on that side. And then immediately adjacent, this council owns an additional 4+ acres of ground, which will, at some stage, when all of us are dead and gone, will be burial ground. So, the issue about lack of land is not one that will come into play in the Starver for centuries, sure. So, instead of going here with a short approach, I would have liked to have seen, since our municipal cemeteries, particularly on the Newry side, because I know it has been a legacy rule on the Down Patrick end, that there was a maximum of double grave. But on the Newry side, in relation to Warren Point, Monk's Hill, and West Arbor, I would like to know what the record is for triple grave requests since those cemeteries were opened. Percentage wise, how much of the land in each of those cemeteries has been used to this date, and when are those cemeteries likely to run out? Now, sure, I know people may think that, well, so two graves and there's multiple burials when the remains can be stacked over the decades. But we all know that families may not be as big as they once were, but there still is quite a few people out there with big families. And they've maybe missed the opportunity to purchase a plot in their church of whatever denomination of their church graveyard. And thankfully, we still, as a society, still have a reverence for our friends and relatives that have passed away. And I know that this is a big deal to people. So you have families who don't want to face the prospect that in years to come they'll be scattered all over the graveyard. So I'm proposing, or I'd like to propose that we sit on this at the minute until that information that I have requested comes back. Thanks, Chair.
Sure, I don't have that information, but certainly if the committee asks us to look at that, we will look at it. But previously I had provided to this committee sort of a summary or statistics in terms of the usage of our plots, and for a single plot in the majority of our cemeteries, we will go down 3 depths, so that's 3 coffins into each plot. And what we're able to show from the examination of those records, that it is an extremely small percentage that ever actually get to having 3 burials within the plot. So there is already a history of space not being used. What we're trying to do here is conserve the use of our space within our cemeteries. We think it's reasonable to restrict the scale of plots to a double plot at the maximum. I'm sure I can't give you a carte blanche in terms of what everyone else is doing, but my understanding is that that's the approach that churches will also take these days, is the sale of 2 plots as a maximum in my own parents' graveyard. That is the rule that's applied there. In terms of Ostrava, yes, we have a lot of ground in Ostrava, but we don't currently have the planning permission that we need to develop that whole of the site. We're in the process of going through that, but there's no guarantee at this stage that we will have that entire site for burials. We would hope we will, but there's no guarantee. We have difficult rock conditions within Kildonan that we have to address as well. We're having to currently pre-dig graves so that we can be sure that we're not going to encounter problems with graves that we're digging at West Trevor. if we have to move now to allowing triple grades, that can cause further issues for us in the limited space that we have within Ostrava. I take the point that the Councillor makes. Within Ostrava, yes, they're on a monthly basis at the moment. We would maybe deal with something like, on average, about 2 barrels per month. But with church spaces, graveyards reducing and reducing, I think the council is going to find greater pressure coming on their space, and therefore, as officers, our recommendation is to conserve our space as best we can, taking account of the information we currently have. And the information we currently have is that in a typical plot that we sell, it very rarely reaches maximum capacity. It's usually 1 or 2 barrels. And therefore, my fear would be that if we start to sell triple plots as a standard practice, that we could end up in a situation where you have plots being sold where there's one person buried in each plot of the 3 plots. So that's you're potentially missing out on, if a lad is right, 6 barrels. So you've sold a triple plot, there's 3 people in it, but it could have been 9. And that's why we want to restrict it to a maximum of 2 plots per sale.
Okay, Terry.
Thank you very much. And what to do, I'd be welcome to the paper, because I know in the previous body of the committee we did have issues that the council was operating to two separate rule books, one for the former down the AC and one for New A1. I think it was nice over in Headstone, what was acceptable one say was acceptable another. But I'm glad to see that this paper has tidied up a lot of procedures and everything. And I do think on board Charles concerns that whenever I was convener of the assembly in Kilday, the way we worked it was that at the time of death, the family by two adjoining plots, after that there no. Because we didn't see the burial ground, whereas it's within years to come, it's going to be the Belfast problems at the moment. Well, there's rules on packing out the capacity, you know, and where they're going to go to for additional burial space. So I do support the paper, and maybe when you could come back to John's concerns or the issues that he's raised, but I'd be happy to propose to go ahead and any information that John desires to have, I think we'll refer to that information.
I'm happy to second that proposal, and I know John wants the information, and I think he's putting together as well. But if we go ahead with the recommendation, we have a great discussion in this at party reps on a number of occasions, and also I think the officers have tried to find a way forward in regards to this. The information is made available to the full council that's there when we're, endorsing this recommendation.
John's proposal have to be dealt with first, so he made a proposal, so if there's need to second it.
Is there a seconder for draft proposal?
You propose that we sit on the report until that information comes back.
Okay, so will we be a seconder for those amendments?
As I said, as we all share, as the information coming with that, then we'll take the decision of all guys.
I'm glad that the decision was taken before the post was in Christmas charge. I've been less of the post.
Nice
look
at mine. Okay, so.
Chair, we will certainly collect information and try and get it ready to committee before the fourth go council.
So there's a further proposal then, Roland, sorry, proposed by Councillor Andrews, then by Councillor Clark to accept the report. So
subject to the application being made available to the committee.
Yeah, okay. So they put that to the floor then.
Yeah.
So we've got a first half proposal and a second on that then?
Aye.
Yeah.
And probably show of hands, because there has been maybe a you are just not disagreeing to the house. Yeah, can't you talk? So Councillor Andrews' proposal and then can't you talk? Now needs to be put to the.
Okay.
Jen, put her mic on, though. Right?
No,
they're
better than the rest of us, all of us.
Okay.
Kathy.
Thanks, Chair. Actually, our new grounds maintenance manager, Ellis, is at the back, and a lot of that's down to Johnny and his direction of the team.
Okay, so moving on to item sizing. So this is listed for noting.
Yes, Chair, this is for noting. So this is a correspondence from the NIEA in relation to the council's Ryland performance, which is a member of the article. By the way, we're only still based in central article, so we're well within our quota. So again, it's just for the committee's
So item 6 then, Roland over you again.
Thanks, Chair. Yes, at a previous meeting, we were asked to write to NIEA and invite them to the committee to discuss illegal dumping and also illegal disposal of tires. So we wrote to them and they responded back, saying that they would be willing and happy to come to the January committee meeting. So I'll speak member of direction that if they are happy with that, we can confirm that with the NIEA.
Okay, so we'll take a second at that. Sorry. So, item 7 then. So, this is the R21 Joint Committee Minute. Anybody, any matters arising from that? No? So, can I have a proposal and second at that, please? Councillor Andrews and
I'll get there eventually.
So same again then for item 8 then, members monthly bulletin. So I think we have maybe a proposer and seconder for that as well. Is everybody happy? Seconder? So, item 9 then, historic action tracking sheet. So, we need just go through this then. Page 1, any matters arising? Page 2, any matters arising? Page 3, page 4. Sure. Sorry.
Thanks, Chair. The issue, Chairperson, about the two memorial gardens. As you managed to see, there is an active back to this committee tonight, but it has been diverted off to the Quality and Good Relations Forum. And I thought that was a strange avenue for it to take after it had been through the NF committee and also fully ratified down the whole council, that it is now been halted, the progress has been halted, or the work on it has been halted by a forum within the council. So I am less than content with the response that I got from Colin Moffat on the issue. It took him a week and a half to respond to me. And I'm not in the way, Chair, but I just want to put on record that I'm not happy with this. Because I think this is a dangerous, I don't even know if it is present, that an item comes through statutory committee of council, then it's ratified in full council. But you know what? That's part of our action, because a forum within the council decides that they know better.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd actually like an update or a view on that from either Roland or Kevin, please.
Yes, Chair, and I've seen correspondence again recently from Colin. My understanding is that sensitive matters in relation to naming and memorials, the council have a process to deal with that. My understanding of this decision, it was for the working group or the body to consider this request as opposed to try and overturn it or change the decision of the council. That is my understanding, Chair, but certainly we know councillors from these comments and hope that this can be resolved at the next meeting of the forum.
Okay, so page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9, and that's it. So, proposer and seconder, is that please? Okay, so item 10, we need to go into committee. So item 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 and 20 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014. Information relating to the financial and business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information and the public, may be by resolution be excluded during these items of business. So can I have a proposer and a seconder to go into closed session, please? Item 10, business case, the appointment of contractors under Kate Leach and Ellis and Cole Regiment. I measured on the proposal of Councillor McGuinness, seconded by Councillor Timmins. It was agreed to note the content of the report dated 17 December 19 and associated business case and to accept the conclusion of the appointment through a tender process of a competent contractor to undertake a number of duties under the Council's Legionella Management Control Scheme of a 3-year period. Item 11, business case for the appointment of a contractor to undertake asbestos control measures on the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Clark. It was agreed to note the content of the report dated 17 December 19 and associated business case and to accept the conclusions of the business case that option 1 be chosen as the preferred option. Option 1 would see the appointment through a tender process of competent contractor to undertake the number of duties under the Council's Asbestos Management Plan for a 3-year period. Item 12, business case for the provisions of council-wide service contracts for all council premises on the proposal of Councillor Taylor, seconded by Councillor Clark. It was agreed to note the content of the report dated the 17th December 19 and associated business case and to accept the conclusions of the business case that option 3 was chosen as the preferred option. Option 3 would see the facilities management section organising corporate-wide maintenance and servicing of all services within the council premises. Item 13, business case for the purchase of small-scale machinery for ground maintenance on the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor McKevitt. It was agreed to note the content of the report dated 17 December 19 and associated business case and to accept the conclusion of the business case that option 3 was chosen as the preferred option. Option 3 would see the procurement through tender of a range of small-scale machinery to the value of $150,000. Item 14, business case for the purchase of new industrial heavy-grade tractor and sidearm tail cutting units for the ground maintenance of various locations. On the proposal of Councillor Clark, seconded by Councillor Hardy, it was agreed to note that the content of the report dated the 17th December 19 and associated business case and to accept the conclusion of the business case that option 3 was chosen as the preferred option. Option 3 would see the procurement through tender of an industrial heavy grade tractor and sidearm tail and cutting units. Item 15, business case for the purchase of 2 new industrial grade tractors for ground maintenance for various locations district wide. On the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Taylor, it was agreed to note the content of the report dated 17 December 19 and associated business case to accept the conclusion of the business case that option 4 was chosen as the preferred option. Option 4 would see the procurement through tender of 2 industrial tractors to replace existing tractors which were beyond the useful life. Item 16, business case for the approval of tender for external under vehicle wash service for fleet. On the proposal of Councillor Taylor, seconded by Councillor McKevitt, it was agreed to note that the contents of the report dated the 17th December 19th and the Council to give approval for fleet to test the market through a tendering exercise and exercise with a view to appointing one or more suppliers to provide under vehicle washing operations for the Council fleet. Item 17, business case for the... Oh, no, okay, not business case. Fleet replacement capital update on the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Clark. It was agreed to note the content of the report dated 17th December 19, and the Council approved the revised forecast spend within the capital budget, and as detailed in Appendix 1, circulated at the meeting, and also the officers to develop a fleet transition strategy in consultation with other fleet relevant organisations. Officers continue to consider alternatives prior to completion of the strategy. Item 18, business case for the replacement of Gantry Vehicle Wash Greenback Depot Newry. On the proposal of Councillor McKevitt, seconded by Councillor Hardy, it was agreed to note that the content of the report dated the 17th of December 19 and that Council approved the replacement of the existing Gantry Wash unit with the similar automatic wash system at an estimated cost of $95,000. Item 19, review to bring sites across the Council District. On the proposal of Councillor Andrew, seconded by Councillor McKevitt, it was agreed to note the content of the report dated the 17th of December 19 and the Council grants approval to Council to undertake a review regarding the current provisions of the bring sites currently provided by the Council. The review to examine current usage of bring site locations, cost benefits associated with the provision of bring site locations, option of repositioning of bring banks, options for income generation and license consideration, maintenance costs, potential contractual issues, disposal options for any redundant stock. The review would consider removal of the banks which were not at the designated household recycling centre. Item 20, in committee item for ART 21 Joint Committee Minutes, 31st of October 2019, on the proposal of Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Clark, it was agreed to note the in committee items for the ART 21 Joint Committee meeting minutes on the 31st of October 2019. And that is it.